Okay. So I thought of it was very fascinating. We learned yesterday about the Mishnah. Mishnah says there are 40 things you cannot do on Shabbos minus one. And what we learned yesterday was that
sorry, I missed one word. There's 40 things about
40 things you cannot do on Shabbos minus one. 40 minus one. So the question is, why does it say 40 minus one and not just say 39? And so what we learned was that on Shabbos there is one thing that you should do and you can do and you're supposed to do, and that's the service of Hashem. So what's forbidden on Shabbos is engaging in mundane things, but the service of Hashem is permissible. And that's permissible, but it's
so
mandated.
The assumption would have been that since the mission is the service of Hashem, you could assume that that's one of the things. I'm asking.
I'll tell you where we're going. Where we're going is this. The reason why the Mishnah describes the 40 things as 40 minus 1 instead of just saying there are 39 you can't do is because the Mishnah wants to teach us what's the point of working in the first place. The minus 1 is the oneness of Hashem, is the service of Hashem. In other words, we're supposed to bring the truth of Hashem into whatever we're doing. That's the theme that we got into. We learned that this Torah portion gives a accounting of all the different things that were donated for the tabernacle. So in the beginning of the Febringen, I was speaking about how this Shabbos is about an accounting and thinking where we're up to, not just where we're up to, but the accounting is also about what each item contributed, what each donation was used for, and spiritually that means we have to think about all the silver and gold and copper within ourselves, our higher faculties and lower faculties, if we're using them appropriately for having the right impact, if we're achieving with them in the right way. That's one segment of the Febringen. And then another segment that we just began, the essay was, so you make an accounting. When you make an accounting, you're bringing it all together. You're pointing it out, you're pointing out how it's all one tabernacle. By making the accounting, you're showing that all the different things that were done with the donations and all the different components that were built in the tabernacle, they're all part of one tabernacle. The accounting highlights, so it's all one thing. So what does that mean for ourselves spiritually to string it all together? So we learned yesterday, in order to string everything in your life together, you have to reveal your yechidah, reveal the deepest part of your soul. Because the deepest part of your soul is one with Hashem, and Hashem creates the whole world. So when looking at things from the prism of the deepest part of your neshama, so it's all one. It's all the same thing. It's all part of the service of Hashem. Whatever you're doing, it's part of what Hashem wants to achieve. And more, it's not just that there is one truth pervading all of reality and all of your reality and all of what you need to do in the world, but it's not pervading it in a way where the identity of each component is lost in this divine truth. Rather, everything counts. Everything is counted individually. We're counting them all, showing that the fact you're counting them individually highlights that it's not that Hashem wants us to lose ourselves in His truth, but rather there's something that each thing He gives us is meant to convey a different in Hashem's truth in a different way. In other words, every gift that Hashem has given you, every faculty, every opportunity, every circumstance, is a unique way of connecting to Hashem, and you that there can't be It's not about like just suspending whatever it is in favor of the truth of Hashem and holding it back. It's about actualizing everything in your life and realizing that it's what it's meant for. So from the perspective of the Yechidah, first of all, it makes us have some kind of, I mean, that was mentioned here, but it gives us some kind of tranquility, you know, because you know that it's all one. So you're not fragmented. You realize that all of your life is part of the same mishkan, part of the same tabernacle. And the second point is very heartwarming, that every part of your life is not meant to be lost in the truth of Hashem, but it's meant to be actualized. What's your real actualization of yourself? Your actualization is in the service of Hashem. What is the reason Hashem gave you all these different things? They're all meant to be actualized. All meant to be used in the service of Hashem. They're all part of the tabernacle in a unique way. You have your unique thing that you're supposed to do, And Hashem empowers you in the language of my team mission is, we're meant to be. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, it's so that's that perspective.
My team says a peaceful mind is a strong mind.
Okay, exactly. So Yechida is the strongest part of the soul. And it's unbreakable. It's connection to Hashem is nothing even that challenges Yechida because it's such a strong connection. That's what gives you the prism to see what's going on in your life accurately, and to, in the language, mind like water, to really know what you're supposed to be doing. So that's what we learned yesterday, and this is connected with the idea of the things that are done in the Mishkan 40 minus one. That everything you're doing is part of the service of Hashem. You have to add the one. You have to add the one. There is the 39 things you're doing, but the one, the oneness of Hashem, the truth, the purpose, you have to add. And we connected this also yesterday. I tried to convey it yesterday. I'm not sure it was clear. I just want to go over it again because I thought it was amazing. The number of the first word of the sixth Torah portion, Ele, is 36. And if you add the three letters themselves, you have 39. And if you add the word Ele, you have 40. So that word is not part of the number of the word. It's just you're adding the number. You're adding the word as if it's a digit in the word. And what does that mean? Why are we adding the word? What does that mean to add the word? If the number doesn't work, you just add one. What does that mean? And the answer is that the word represents the purpose of the entire thing that it includes. In Hebrew, the word for word is koilo, what includes everything. There is each individual letter, and there is the word that includes it all. So what you have in Ele by itself, what you have in the word or overtly, is the letters, Aleph, Lamed, Hey. Its purpose and its goal is hidden within the word. That's not seen as part of the numbers. That's something that you're meant to reveal. So the Ele, when you spell it, you only have 36 plus 3, you have 39. The one is something you're supposed to add. It's not in the word. It's something that you have to reveal in the 39 things that you're doing. You're doing 39 things. You have 39 mundane things to do in your life, but you have to find the truth of Hashem in those things. You have to reveal Hashem's truth in all the things Hashem gave you to do. You're meant to reveal the oneness of Hashem in those things. I doesn't mention this here, but there's a beautiful teaching in the Talmud. The Talmud says that Shabbos came before Hashem, and Shabbos says to Hashem, you know, I don't have any soulmate. I don't have a shidduch. Why? Because every day of the week, the week is uneven. The week has an odd number of days. Sunday is a shidduch with Monday, and Tuesday is a shidduch with Wednesday, and Thursday is a shidduch with Friday, and I'm a single. I need to find someone. So Hashem told Shabbos, the Jewish people are your soulmate. Jewish people are your other half. That means that Shabbos is the place where we actualize who we are. Shabbos is where we identify and connect with our deepest self, with our truth. So there is, as the Zohar says, Shabbos is called Day of the Soul. Shabbos is a day of peace. Shabbos is when we connect to Hashem, connect to ourselves. So it's not that Shabbos is an island unto itself. But Shabbos is about Arboyim Choser Achas. It's about the 40 things that need to be done in the world minus one. It's about the revealing the truth of Hashem in all the things that we do throughout the week. And that's why every single day of the week we say, today is the first day of Shabbos. Today is the second day of Shabbos. Shabbos is meant to convey this the Yechida perspective, the perspective of the deepest part of the soul, into the mundane. Let's look also in furthering this subject in some of the notes that we glossed over yesterday. Look on page 45. I see you guys aren't Democrats. You didn't get frightened when I said 45. All right. Page note 45 is on page 22. Look at the sichas. Good. The reason why there are 39 things that we're meant to do in the world during the week, why are those 30 things allowed and mandated during the week? It's because there are 39 ways to create the tabernacle. the elite in koyach lahamshach dushas amtes melachos mishkan lahashem amtes melachos shveilu. Hashem gave us the power by giving us the tabernacle to reveal the 39 sacred things that were done to create the tabernacle into their parallel mundane things that are done throughout the week. There are 39 things you do to create the tabernacle. There are 39 things that you do only during the week. They're connected to each other. The 39 holy things that were done to build the tabernacle empower us to bring Hashem's holiness into the 39 things we do during the week. It's by revealing the truth of Hashem, the oneness of Hashem, in the 39 things that are done that naturally, organically, are all separate from each other. They're all fragmented. But the goal of a Jew is to reveal the truth of Hashem in the mundane, in the 39 things he does throughout the week. When you look at the tractate Shabbos, it begins with the 39 things that we cannot do on Shabbos. It begins with Hitzah. Hitzah means on Shabbos you're not allowed to carry anything outside from a private domain to a public domain and vice versa. That's the very first one that the Talmud lists. The various reasons given for why it's listed first, because it's something that's just so easy to do, and something which is so, it's called melacha grua, Tesa says. It's something which is, you don't feel you're doing anything, you're just moving from one place to another. You don't think it's prohibited. You don't think it's, you've even done anything. That's what Tesa says. But Chassidus has a deeper reason why that's listed first, as if it's the archetype of all things that are forbidden to do on Shabbos. What does Chassidus say? What does it mean that on Shabbos you can't carry things from a private domain to a public domain? That means Shabbos is about revealing how the world is only a private domain. To reveal how the truth is that all there is Hashem. The world really is a private domain. It feels like the world's a public domain. It feels like the world has many forces. But the truth is the world's a private domain. The world only has one force. Only one Hashem who's governing every detail of creation. So that's why you're not allowed to carry to a public domain on Shabbos, because the theme of Shabbos, the theme of all the things Hashem tells us not to do on Shabbos, are not about not to do. The theme of all things we've forbidden to do on Shabbos is about creating something. People think Shabbos is about, you know, all the don'ts. You can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do that. Really, Shabbos is about creating something. Shabbos is about creating a space where you're in touch with the truth of Hashem, where you're completely you're strengthened by connecting to yourself, connecting to Hashem. So it's not about what you can't do. The theme of all the work that you're not supposed to do on Shabbos is about creating a space for the oneness of Hashem. So you're not working, you're not going to do your regular job. Why? Because you don't want to leave the private domain of Hashem. It's not that you're not allowed to work. It's on Shabbos you don't need to work, because what are you doing on Shabbos? You're in a state of intimacy with the oneness of Hashem. You're not going out into the public domain. You're not going into a zone with the many forces. When you go out to work, what happens? You feel there's all these forces that are engaged in your success or failure. On Shabbos, you can't carry to the outside. Why was it you can't carry to the outside? On Shabbos, you're not supposed to go into the public domain. On Shabbos, you're supposed to go into the private domain. You're supposed to feel the world's a private domain. This explains something else, as it says elsewhere, that there was this Roman emperor, Tonus Rufus. He asked Rabbi Akiva, why is it that Hashem doesn't keep his own Shabbos? It says in the Torah, you can't do all these things on Shabbos. And every moment of Shabbos throughout the world, Hashem is breaking Shabbos in every way possible. There's no one breaking Shabbos more than Hashem. So how does Hashem break Shabbos? That was his question to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva answered, you hear the question? Rabbi Akiva answered this. Rabbi Akiva answered that for Hashem, the whole world is a private domain, and therefore he's allowed to carry. Okay, he's allowed to carry. It's a private. The halacha is you're allowed to carry in a private domain, but that doesn't answer all the other 38 things you can't do on Shabbos. And the reason, so what Akiva was saying was very profound. He's saying this is the archetype of why we can't work on Shabbos. Why can't we work on Shabbos? We can't work on Shabbos because we're supposed to get in touch with Hashem's truth. Hashem doesn't need to get in touch with his truth. Hashem is truth. So we don't work till we should get in touch with Hashem's truth. But Hashem, the whole world is a private domain. There's no reason for Hashem to start working. Hashem, when we say that Hashem stopped working on Shabbos, what that means is that the divine energy on Shabbos ascends to a higher, deeper place where there's a revelation of Hashem's truth in a higher level. That's why we say on Shabbos, on Friday night, L'chodei de Kaskala, let come my beloved, greet the bride. What's the bride mean? The divine energy in creation ascends to its source on Shabbos. The Shechina, the divine energy, which is Shoichin, which animates each creature in the world, on Shabbos, that divine energy ascends, L'chodei, it goes to its divine source in the world of Atzilus, so that the world's elevated to, in language of Tanya, it's elevated to the world of thought on Shabbos. So, and throughout the week, it's like Hashem's speech. Hashem creates the world, and just like when you speak, there's someone outside that hears you. It's about relating to the outside. Then there is machshava, then there is thought, which is only to yourself. So on Shabbos, even the divine energy also ascends to a deeper place, to a higher place, to the realm of thought. That's why on Shabbos, the Alter Rebbe says, and the very conclusion of Tanya, and on Shabbos, there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah shomer, which means guard yourself from doing work. And then the Zachar, remember Shabbos. So the Alter Rebbe says, what does it mean for us spiritually, Zachar and Shomer? The Alter Rebbe says, Shomer means the Jossuk Hashem is not engaging in the 10 utterances to create the world. He's not engaged in his speech. He's engaged in his thought. So too, we're not supposed to speak about mundane things on Shabbos. Now, according to Jewish law, you're allowed to talk about mundane things on Shabbos. You're allowed to talk about things you enjoy. But the real spiritual meaning of Shabbos is not to engage in mundane things. Like Hashem is not engaging in the 10 utterances. And the positive mitzvah, remember the Shabbos, Alter Rebbe says, that means to connect to Hashem in prayer, connect to Hashem in Torah study. That's the positive mitzvah of Shabbos. So that's what Shabbos is about. It's about connecting to the truth of Hashem. And therefore, what's the archetype of all things that are forbidden on Shabbos? It's carrying to the outside. There shouldn't be an outside world. The word is on outside. The word, there shouldn't be a world of a fragmentation. You should feel the truth of Hashem. The Rebbe Rashab once said, someone once asked Rebbe Rashab, Chassidus used the expression, seeing godliness clearly, seeing godliness vividly. Someone asked Rebbe Rashab, what does that mean to see godliness vividly? Elsewhere, Chassidus says it means to see divine providence. Rebbe Rashab said this, when you dive in on Shabbos and you're still inspired, you walk outside, you look into the world, and you're still inspired from your Shabbos davening, that's seeing godliness vividly. That's Riyas L'Kus HaMuchash. That's what Shabbos is about. It's a boim choser achas. Okay, let's look at note 44. V'zesha eile im akil gamatcha arboim. If the whole thing that we're trying to express over here is that during the week there are 39 things you cannot do, that you're supposed to do, and you're supposed to connect the oneness of Hashem with those 39 things. You're the one who's supposed to reveal the purpose of everything you do in the world. Why is the number 40 significant? The point is that there are 39 things you could do during the week, and you have to add the one. Why are we highlighting that's 40 minus one? What's the point? Although the things you're engaged with in the world are only 39 things, the things you're supposed to do during the week are only 39. So why do we say that 39 plus the word itself equals 40? Yishlema, we could say, the whole point of creation is that the Jewish people should bring the oneness of Hashem into the world. That's what the Baal Shem Tov said in the Pasuk, we are one nation on the earth. Baal Shem Tov says we are a nation whose essence is oneness, as Hashem's oneness, and we bring Hashem's oneness into the earthiest things. Goy echad ba'aretz, one nation in the earth, a nation whose essence is the oneness of Hashem, and they bring that oneness, they reveal Hashem's oneness in the earth. So, v'lachin, and that's why, that's why if you add 39 things that you do in the world, you add the 39 malachas, the 39 things you engage with in the world, you add that to the word itself, which is called the koila, what includes everything, you add it. You add to the things you do, the purpose of why you're doing them. What do you get when you add to the purpose of why you're doing the things you're doing to the things you're doing? The things you're doing are 39 things. 39 things we do throughout the week. If you add to the 39 things we do throughout the week, you add to them the purpose, you add to them the word itself, you add what includes everything, what do you get? You get 40. But since the purpose of creation is concealed, You do not see the purpose of creation in the world. That's what you have to contribute. You have to reveal the purpose of creation. Right, Dr. Bresson, you have a cup of water. So you have to reveal the purpose of the cup of water by saying a bracha. The cup of water is there. The drinking is there. What's your contribution as a Jew to the cup of water? So you say, shahakon yamivari. So the purpose is hidden. The number of the letters, which the letters represent the details in creation. The letters that you have, what's overtly clear, what's obvious to us, is the 39 things we need to do throughout the week. 39 things we are mandated to engage with according to Torah. That's what's revealed. That's what's open in the word Ela. Ela equals 39. 36 plus 3 plus the three letters. That's what's overtly there. What's not there overtly? What don't you see in the word Ela? You don't see the one. You don't see the word itself. You don't see the purpose of it all. So what's revealed to us is just the Ela. The word itself is open and clear. I'm sorry, the letters of the word are open and clear. You see the details. But the Jew who has to reveal the purpose of them, the purpose of creation, and that's the theme of the verse, El Pkudei HaMishkan, that verse is telling us that count up everything in the world, tally everything in the world, and realize what it's all for. This is the meaning of the famous story of the Chassid of Yamin Kletzker, who he did a tally sheet of his business, and at the end of his tally sheet he wrote that the sum total, Einam Levadeh, is nothing besides Hashem. He has to add that. He had to add that to the tally sheet. The tally sheet by itself is the numbers. Plus, minus, profit, loss. That's the tally sheet or by itself. What a Jew adds to the tally sheet is the sum total. What's the sum total? The sum total of the world, of the word. The Einam Levadeh, nothing besides Hashem. That's what a Jew adds to it. Okay. We have another 4 minutes. Let's be ambitious here and let's do a Zayin. Now we can understand why the very conclusion of the book of Shmos is with an accounting of the gifts given to the tabernacle. What does this add to all the Torah portions before? How does this conclude the beginning of this book, which is the names of the Jewish people that entered Egypt? Beginning of the Torah portion of the book of Shmos is about our arrival to Egypt, and the conclusion of the book of Shmos is about the sum total of the gifts given to the tabernacle. What is this? What does that mean? What's the connection to the beginning of the book, and what does the end of the book add to the beginning, and how does it conclude, and how does this crown the book? The world by itself is Egypt. Why is the world like Egypt? Because it's in a state of limitation and boundary. It's missing the one. You don't see the oneness of Hashem in it. This theme of the book of Shmos is about the service of the Jewish people. As we learned earlier, right? The Jewish people arrive in Egypt, represents the soul arriving in the world. The Jewish people work with backbreaking labor, and there's 10 plagues that destroy Egypt. The 10 plagues represent how, although the soul enters a body in the physical world, but the soul is successful in elevating and revealing the truth of Hashem in the world. That's the role of a Jew, to reveal the oneness of Hashem in the world. And eventually, he gets the Torah and he builds a tabernacle, which represents, as we learned, to make the world a home for Hashem. So the book of Shmos, the theme of the book of Shmos is that we have to reveal the oneness of Hashem. There is Egypt. That's the playing field. That's a context of how you enter the world. The world is naturally in a state of Egypt. And you're meant, through getting the Torah, to make building the tabernacle, until making accounting of the tabernacle. Making an accounting meaning to look at the whole thing from the prism of the deepest part of your soul, of your yechida, looking at your life from the prism of who you really are. That's how you tie it all together. Just like in the conclusion of the book of Shmos, we have the unity of all the details that were offered to build the tabernacle. You see how it all becomes one tabernacle. So to the theme of the book of the conclusion of the book of Shmos is to see how you were created to serve Hashem, to see how everything in your life is about the service of Hashem, to see the truth of Hashem and how that classifies whatever is going on in your life. So, in the conclusion of the book of Shemais, the Jewish people add the one. They come into the world in Egypt. All they have is Egypt. There's missing the one. They don't see the oneness of Hashem. All they see is limitation and boundaries. But the conclusion of the book of Shemais is, Arboim Chaser Achas, how the Jew is the one who adds the one. And on Shabbos, there are 40 minus one things we cannot do. What's the 40 minus one? There's a 39 things we engage with, and we don't see the purpose of what they are. And on Shabbos, we add the, not on Shabbos, but our role is to add the oneness of Hashem into the 39 things that we're forbidden to do during the week. That's our role. Our role is to make the world a home for Hashem, to reveal the truth of Hashem in the old mundane things that we do. Yes, Dr. Bressman, you have a question.
Okay. Maybe another way of looking at this is to say, as you say, the purpose of the Jew is to reveal Hashem in the world. That is a pretty clear statement. I think
yes, that's exactly the point.
Wait, that's what I say. So in the 39 halachim, which we do throughout the week, they're all self-interested in the sense it provides for us, it builds for us, it heats our homes, whatever we do. But on Hashem, but on Shabbos, we do all these labors in the temple to acknowledge the Christ, to acknowledge the presence of God, and we exclude our self-interest. That's the minus one.
I hear where you're going. Yeah. I hear you're going. But what I think the Rebbe is saying is maybe a different perspective. You're saying on Shabbos we ignore ourselves. Shabbos is the minus one.
We do it purely altruistically.
I hear you. And the minus one is to lose ourselves.
Lose ourselves in the work for in acknowledgement of Hashem.
But I think the Rebbe is saying to actualize ourselves. On Shabbos we eat and drink and we enjoy, right?
Right.
But there's two points here. One point is, the way the Mishnah presents 40 minus 1 is to tell us that when you engage in the world, you should know you are the one who has to add the oneness of Hashem to the equation. The minus 1 is Hashem. He's the one that's not present. You're the one who has to contribute Hashem, to bring Hashem to what you're doing. On Shabbos, uniquely, we get in touch with that. Mr. Hashem, we're going to learn about that tonight after Maariv. Maybe you'll join us.